Welcome to another edition of Your Hometown, where we shine a spotlight on the villages and towns we call home. Today, we're headed north of the border to the Lake Geneva region, sponsored by Visit Lake Geneva. Buckle up, it's time to explore.
Or your side of the border, if you are a Wisconsin listener. I know we got a lot of them over there, so welcome aboard. Here now is Jungle Jay Christie, the owner of Safari Lake Geneva. Hi, Jay. Welcome to the show.
Jambo, John, and salutations from the Savannah.
Well, okay. Jumbo John, I'll take that. So what's a safari drive in Lake Geneva all about?
Well, it's an opportunity for you and those close to you to drive through our animal reserves, which feature animals from all over the world, really, roaming in large herds, much as they would in their ancestral homeland. But unlike a real safari, you're getting much, much closer to these animals because we can sell you some feed that will incentivize them to come right up to your window. So much closer than you would ever expect to see animals on a real safari, but even much closer than you would expect to see them at a zoo.
So this is obviously land just outside of town. What kind of acreage are we talking about? Where are you in relation to either the lake or Lake Geneva?
We are southeast of downtown Lake Geneva, and we're about halfway between Lake Geneva and Pell Lake, if that helps anybody.
Yeah. And then how much land you got there?
We own 75 acres, but we're not even using all of it now, so lots of room for expansion.
What kind of animals do you have there?
Animals from around the world, every continent save for Antarctica is represented. For the most part, though, these are grazing animals, herbivores, animals that are unlikely to eat our customers.
Well, that's a good idea.
For a better example, I can say things like giraffes and zebras and antelope and water buffalo, ostriches, and down the line.
And then they are roaming in some sort of natural habitat. And am I walking along a fence line or am I in a vehicle?
You're in your own vehicle, or maybe your best friend's vehicle. We don't get a lot of reports of vehicular damage, but you might see a little dust on it by the time you're done. Otherwise, you actually can hop out and meet some of our smaller animals on foot, including things like squirrel monkeys. It's one of only two walk-through squirrel monkeys in the United States. We've also got some always trendy capybaras in there, as well as some baby animals in that general area.
Huh. So then folks drive along, they go, oh, there's a giraffe, and then they get out of their car?
They can get out only near the small animals. That's near the parking lot. It's pretty well marked.
Got it.
When you're visiting those big animals, you do want to be in the comfort of your car.
No kidding. Wow, I'm impressed. This reminds me a little bit of Wildlife Prairie State Park in Peoria, Illinois.
Oh.
I haven't been to your facility, but there was a facility like that in central Illinois years ago. I don't know if that's still up and running. This sounds like something the kids, the grandkids, would just love to see, right?
It really is fun for all ages, and we have always been Chicagoland's only drive-through conservation park. So pretty easy drive for any of your listeners.
Yeah, no kidding. Year-round do you operate?
No, only May 1st through October 31st.
Okay, so we've got time to get on up there, and then I guess you pay per person or per carload or something like that?
It is per person, but you really want to book online at safarilakegeneva.com because every weekend does sell out, and it's always less expensive to do it online anyway.
Is there a guide? How do I know how to do it or what I'm seeing?
It's fairly intuitive once you get there, but we do have rangers posted throughout who can facilitate and answer questions. And you can also take a look at our webpage under Animals and Conservation if you want help identifying any of the animals that you're seeing on safari.
I'll know which one is the giraffe. So then what else do you have at the facility? Is there a snack shop or a gift shop, or how does that look?
We sure do have a gift shop, and with a little luck, we might even see some concessions next year. And one question I get asked surprisingly often is, do we have a parking lot or restrooms? And yes, we have both of those, and the restrooms are climate controlled.
Got
and
it.
Everything's ADA, I should add, as well.
That's good to know. I'm not surprised to hear that, but I'm glad to hear that. What else should we know then about Safari Lake Geneva?
I think folks might have heard it all right there, but if they want more questions answered, we do have some FAQs on that website. Again, that is safarilakegeneva.com.
Yeah. You know, it's just really a fun town, but it's interesting that the diversity of things that you can see and do when you go to Little Lake Geneva, as big as the presence is of that town in, or the lake for that matter, in Chicagoland, it's actually a small residential population, but there's just so many different fun things to do there. And boy, this is different. This sounds really fun. SafariLakeGeneva.com. Jungle Jay Christie. Okay, Jay, well done. We'll see you sometime, if not this year, next year. You said you close up when in October?
October 31st.
Okay, we got time. Nice to talk to you today, Jay.
Thanks, John.
You betcha. Your hometown, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin.